It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, most people find it easier to maintain their diet when they're at home and are on a routine. And they say that when they travel, they always start off with great intentions for their diet. And then it turns into a total disaster as you start to lose your inhibitions, have another drink. You know, the food at the buffet looks amazing. My guest is Dr. Lisa Oldson. She's the medical director of sexualhealth.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lisa. So let's talk about managing your weight while you're on vacation.
Sounds great, Melanie. Thanks for having me. So I think one of the first things to think about is, why are you going on vacation? What's the point? And I think for most of us, it's to give your mind and body a break from the daily grind, to relax and replenish your energy so you feel really great at the end and you're, you know, you have this new sense of energy to get back to work and all of your other responsibilities. So with that in mind, you don't want to think about depriving yourself or forcing yourself to do some grueling exercise that you don't enjoy when you're on vacation. So I think we have to make it really fun when you talk about how to manage your weight on vacation.
Well, and I think certain vacations lend themselves, Dr. Lisa, to certain types of managing that weight. I mean, you go skiing and you don't really kind of have to worry about it. You know, you go hiking and again, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're just going on a cruise or to an all-inclusive resort, well, then you're pretty much laying around and the food is everywhere.
I think that's exactly right, Melanie. And so think about planning your vacation like you're creating a play at the theater. So the first thing you want to do is set the stage, and that means you're going to plan the right vacation, just like you said. If you're going to have a vacation that centers around shopping or just lying at the beach, you're going to have to make a lot of extra effort in order to be active. So think about what your goals are and set the right stage. And try to think, you know, it's okay if you want to do an urban vacation where you're exploring a new city with tons of walking or maybe doing a bike tour, or if you want to do a nature vacation with hiking, even a beach vacation, you could do a lot of walking or running on the beach or kayaking or canoeing. But you want to pick something that allows the opportunity to get in some activity and exercise in a really natural way that feels fun. Also, I would encourage people to think about what kind of place to stay in. In preparation for our talk today, I went online and I just Googled hotels with kitchens. And there are so many hotels where you can get a kitchen or a kitchenette, some really nice ones. And certainly there are so many opportunities to rent a vacation home, which is just as cheap and sometimes cheaper than staying in a hotel. If you have access to a kitchen, you can load up that kitchen with tons of fruit, vegetables, healthy snacks, and you can start every day right with a super healthy breakfast. You know, have grape nuts with fat-free milk, load it up with berries or bananas, and make sure your first meal of the day is a solid, healthy, really wonderful meal. And then you can keep all those snacks there so you can pop back to your vacation home or to your hotel with a kitchenette and grab the healthy snacks so you're not tempted to have ice cream every day in the middle of the afternoon when you want a snack.
Well, and that's a great idea because breakfast of all the meals, while it's nice to go sit in a place and have, you know, scones or croissants or something, breakfast seems to be one of the ones you don't have to go out for. You can shop. You can have some really great yogurt and granola and some wonderful multigrain breads and fruit, good fresh fruit, and keep that all there so that that's the meal you just kind of make yourself and that starts the day off right and gives you that little advantage to whatever else might be coming in the day.
I think that's exactly right. And then decide, be very planful in advance about how many meals or snacks you're going to have out. You know, if you want to just have breakfast in and have lunch and dinner out, that's fine. You'd probably be even healthier if you have breakfast in, pack a healthy picnic lunch that you bring on your hike or on your exploring in a new city, and then go out for a nice dinner. And I think, you know, coming back to this idea of creating a play, so you've set the stage, you found the right place to stay, loaded up a kitchen with healthy options. Hopefully you're traveling with people that buy into the same idea and have set the same stage for a healthy vacation too. Then you want to plan the action and feed the actors. So feeding the actors is really thinking about your diet. And I think it's fine to have dessert on vacation or go out for ice cream on a hot afternoon when you've been at the beach. But the idea is you've got to balance your calorie checkbook. You know, if you have ice cream, you only want to do that if you've had a really active day. You've been out walking, hiking, bike riding, kayaking. If you've been out skiing, if you've been out doing things like that, then by all means, it's vacation. Allow yourself a treat. But if you haven't, then I would just skip the treat, eat an apple that you have in your kitchen, and, you know, try a little harder the next day to be more active so that you can, you're always maintaining the right calorie balance there.
Well, and something that adds to calories, Dr. Lisa, that people don't even think about really is the drinking. And you tend to be more a little bit, you know, loose about that on vacation. And drinking adds up those calories very, very quickly.
It does. And so you can find some great ideas online about how to make healthy, wonderful, summer vacation-y foo-foo drinks that taste great and have less alcohol. So just for example, instead of having a glass of wine, have a wine spritzer. So mix a little club soda or sparkling water with your white wine and some ice. Have a slice of orange or lime, some sort of citrus, and suddenly you're only having maybe half of the alcohol and half of the calories. And you could sort of drink that throughout an evening if you wanted to, or have a drink in the afternoon if you're, you know, sitting by the pool at your hotel. And I think that's one way to limit the alcohol calories. Another way is just to alternate. Start with a glass of sparkling water with some fruit in it, and then have an alcoholic drink, and go back and forth. The problem is that once you start having some alcohol, you sometimes forget to alternate with that zero-calorie water, sparkling water. You really want to eliminate soda when you're on vacation. Soda is so bad for you and is highly, highly correlated with obesity. Even zero-calorie diet soda causes or is linked to obesity. It sets you up to crave unhealthy foods and to be hungrier later after you've had some soda. So I would totally skip soda while you're on vacation.
Well, and I think it's a great bit of advice to pick people to travel with that are like-minded, because, you know, you could want to go on a hiking vacation and go swim with the dolphins and do all this, and your friend could want to go sit on a beach and really just do that. So you do have to find people that are like-minded, both financially and nutritionally, healthy living, that sort of thing.
That's right. And even if you end up in a situation where your travel partners aren't quite living up to your expectations in terms of alignment, you can find ways to work around it. I took a weekend trip to New York with some friends, another couple, and it turned out they are not morning people. And I'm more of a morning person, not a stay out until 3 a.m. partying person. So, you know, we ended up staying together in the middle of the day, walking all around the city and exploring.
And then splitting up at the other times.
Exactly. So first thing in the morning, I was up taking a jog, walking, you know, doing a lot of active things before they even got out of bed. And
I know what that's.
Conversely, they were out late.
I'm a morning person too. Now in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Lisa, wrap it up for us about whether or not you can really keep your diet going while you're on vacation.
Okay. Vacation is never about deprivation. So really feed yourself all the healthy, great things you can get. Lots of fruit, lots of fresh vegetables, lots of great salads. Go out to dinner and have some nice fish. Don't deprive yourself, but just feed yourself all this healthy, good food and be really active, and you'll come home feeling great.
Well, that is certainly the way to go on vacation. Thank you so much, Dr. Lisa Oldson, Medical Director of SexualHealth.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.